Blog Talk Radio.
All right, it's May 21st, 2023. We have 313. We have, of course, Scott and Jimmy. You guys are on. And hold on, Cotter City Band, welcome. Go ahead, guys. Take it away.
Well, how's everybody doing today?
Awesome, Scott.
Good
working. I'm sorry.
I said, I'm doing awesome.
Awesome.
Well,
beautiful day.
So far, you know,
50-50, right?
Hell yeah.
Did somebody say Mad Dog?
One thing I wanted to, if I could get one thing out there to everybody, I want to thank everybody on this show, everybody that prayed for my brother, Paul Edward Baxter. He's now waiting for us at the gates to join him in the most beautiful life. He assured me. That was his words to all of us. He will not look back and come and see us here. He's waiting for us there. And I almost broke down in tears again hearing that in his voice, brother. Thank
yeah.
you for the prayers, everybody.
What a nice hold on for a second. Jimmy, instead of flowers, they wanted or donations to go to...
I've seen that for the granddaughter.
Yeah, I need to... We need the address. There was no address.
I'll dig it up and get back with you in a minute, okay?
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Okay, let me get Adrian on. Who's making all that noise? 313?
Can you hear me walking?
Yeah.
No, I don't make that
wow.
kind of noise. I make real noise.
You make quicker noise, yeah. We heard you, Scotty. If we hear you walking, it's time to lose a couple of pounds there, buddy.
I'm just still in my work boots, and I'm coming out to grab my computer so I can go somewhere a little quieter and get on cooking chicken on the grill. So
I thought I was going to meet you at African Safari.
There you go.
There you go.
Good evening,
I like
everyone.
That. Good evening, Adrian. Welcome to the safari.
You know, since you're grilling chicken, I know you were inviting us all to the house, right?
Yeah. It'll probably be gone by the time you get here, though.
Probably.
Isn't that how it always works?
Well, you know, coming out y'all's way, woo-wee. I'm so happy that I didn't have an electric vehicle.
Yeah, you wouldn't have made it home.
Standing by the roadside.
That would have.
Skirt hooked up to about my knee high with that thumb out, right?
Yeah, that's, Jesus, that was a terrible ride there. Now, coming back wasn't bad.
Really?
No, because they hadn't started whatever construction. I saw the barrels. I said, oh, God, just let us make it through this before they start doing some work. Oh, man, that's tight out there.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be so – it's the drivers, really.
Right.
They cause the majority of those backups like that. But, hey, what
Jack doesn't live in Ohio.
Excuse me?
I said, Scott don't live in Ohio. That's the worst driving.
Oh, no. I haven't been in Ohio in quite a few years, but don't go on 23 headed north.
It's always a mess.
You can't go on 75. I mean, it's like it's just messed up.
Yeah, it is a mess.
But what we going to do, you know, it better be better when they finish.
Yeah.
Don't be like 275, work on
be.
It and do all this work, and then all of a sudden up, or 75. They did all that work, had it all finished, and said, oh, we used the wrong cement.
Yep.
So now they got to tear it all back up and start over. It's like, you know what, you all clowns.
Yep. They got to make their money. You see, if they get to tear it up, they get to keep working.
Well, I wouldn't pay them a dime.
Job security.
Yeah, but I wouldn't pay the company a dime.
Right.
Yeah, they're not due any money. And labor costs, that's on them. They're the ones that made that error.
I agree.
Yeah.
You're right.
You know, but everybody screws the citizens, of course. So what else is new?
Yeah, it's not their money. It's, you know, so they keep writing those checks. No problem.
Right.
Got poor old 313 working his butt off tonight.
Oh, no.
You had to pay those taxes, buddy.
That's right. You got to help us. Especially us little old retirees. We need all the help we can get. Oh, do I sound pitiful enough?
Yeah, you do. You almost got me crying. I said almost.
I said almost.
Almost had me. Almost.
Thank you. Needed that laugh, you know. We need some laughter. That's what our brother Paul would want us to do. He would want us to keep fighting.
Oh yeah.
That's what he asked us to do.
Yeah.
You know, and he still want us to have joy in our lives.
Jimmy sent me that message. It was like getting kicked in the stomach. It really was. It was like when Dick died, you know. I go, whoa, that just took the wind out of my sails. I was so hoping when they took the, breathing.
Ventilator?
Yeah, thank you. Out, and he was on his own. I thought, wow, he's going to get better. I really thought he was going to get better. That really hurt.
I got that information for you, Don.
Oh, good. Hang on. Everybody, get a pencil.
Anybody that wanted to donate, this is how you can help our fallen brother. He's asked for donations to be donated to Grace Christian School. The address for this school is 4619 Mackinac Road, Saginaw, Michigan. The zip code there is 48603. And they request on the memo part, put down it's for the Christian education for, I don't know how to say this, it's ISLA, ILA, Baxter, ILS, or ISLA, excuse me, ISLA Baxter. I think that's, how would you say that, ISLA?
ISLA. Isla or Isla?
Yeah, Isla, something. Yeah. Anyway, that's to keep this little girl who's about, I don't know, I think she's about 3 right now, and they just want to keep her in Christian school. And I want to thank everybody because, like I said, Don, you knew Paul. Everybody asked me how could I describe him, and I've never met nobody so true to the conviction of the Lord Jesus Christ that didn't wear the cloth. And what
right.
I loved about him is he didn't push that on you. He would pray for you. He'd pray with you, you know. And then he taught me, hey, when you're fighting these union guys, don't ever forget this one rule he taught me. Please, never forget this. Before we go to battle against the UAW, lay down on your knees, get down on your knees, and pray the Lord as you lay down your sword and ask him to pick up his sword to help you fight them in that battle. And that's how I managed to go 9 years, 2 months on a discharge with fighting these clowns. And it works. It's hard. But like I said, Paul was a man of great conviction. And then to hear him say, I'm not waiting coming back. I don't even want to come back there. I'll wait for you up here because it's beautiful. God damn, those were hard words to echo.
Yeah, he was definitely a Christian man, that's for sure. You didn't have to say it. It's the way he talked and carried himself.
Oh, and I'd like to say one other thing to this. I got a crazy-ass sister on this show right now by the name of, I believe her name is Sister Adrian.
Oh,
you
God.
You made that woman's day getting up there Thursday or Wednesday. You hear me? All Debbie talked to me, and she goes, my God, I was so glad. I didn't know who she was, and when she said Adrian, she goes, it was like she was my medal for my magnet. Thank you, Adrian.
Oh, yeah, it was very good to finally lay my eyes on Debbie. You know, Paul and I, like I told her, we talk with each other 2 to 3 times a week. And everything wasn't about UAW.
Nope.
So I learned a lot about his family. And
another thing that was hard to... Now, did you get to meet the mother-in-law? Was Jane the pain there? Because she was there for the funeral, but I don't know. At 102, she might not have been there.
No, I didn't get to meet her. I
just
talked with Debbie and Jim.
102 years old, sharp as a whip at 102. I grabbed
wow.
her by the wheel, spun her around, and she looked at me, and she didn't quite know who I was until I started singing that song that her and Paul used to sing, Jane the Pain, and she looked at me, she goes, I remember you. You were that fat cat upstairs that used to come down in the morning and talk with me.
That'll be done. That's wonderful. That is wonderful.
That's Debbie's mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, Debbie can join us anytime she wants to, you know. You can tell her that. Jimmy.
I will. Let's get on with the show. What does anybody else got? I've been kind of off the record. I did see something about a shooting in an Ohio plant, but then I never saw no more. So if anybody can help me, bring it forward.
Real quick, I want to add something here. And in the spirit of Paul, this was from the 1970 UAW convention that was held in April. And it goes, there is no power in the world that can stop the forward march of free men and women when they are joined in the solidarity of human brotherhood. Our membership are the strength of the UAW, and the membership and the families of our members, they are the purpose of the UAW, and in the years ahead, this union must remain true to its commitment to the welfare and the well-being of our rank and file. This union is not about Solidarity House. It is not about your local union headquarters. This union is about the men and the women that we represent, and behind them, their families. I like that.
Very good.
I love it when I read it, and
yep.
I just tried to figure out how did our people, which is mostly representatives, how did they stray from that?
Right.
I mean, you get a little bit of power and think that now it's about you. It's not about
right.
you. It's about the
right.
membership.
Right.
And they need not to forget that. But what I've noticed in these last elections, you put the same people back in. So apparently you must like what they're doing. So.
Right.
I have no more to say on that.
Oh,
yeah.
Believe me. I mean, that really strikes a hard chord with me, believe me.
I
just can't believe the travesties that are taking place and are being allowed to happen. And you have a choice and you like what's happening to you? That's twisted. I'm sorry. That's just twisted.
That's right.
Oh. Anyway, Don, I'm going to try to send this to you in the chat room if I send it. That is an update on the shooting from Monday.
Is it a video?
Wednesday. Yes.
Okay.
It's a YouTube video.
Okay.
That is the police are giving an update on the shooting that happened in Moraine, Ohio.
Let's see what I can do about playing this. Hold on, guys. I'm not good at this, you know.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Let's see if I can do it. Boom. Let's see if it works.
At Little River Casino Resort,
we
don't brag about our huge jackpots.
Sure you do. You know how it goes.
Huge jackpots. Soaring Eagle.
Okay. Little River Casino Resort.
Little River.
A little different here.
Manistee.
That we brought to you overnight from Dayton. We're going to go ahead and go to that live press briefing right now, learning some more information of what happened.
Wake up, Sarge. You're on.
Everyone ready? I don't hear any nays, and we'll go get started. All right, good morning. On behalf of Chief Craig Richardson and Deputy Chief Jason Neubauer, I'm Sergeant Andrew Parrish, A-N-D-R-E-W-P-A-R-I-S-H. I'm the sergeant here with the Moraine Police Department and our public information officer. Going to provide you some additional details on the shooting incident that occurred yesterday evening, May the 18th, at about 58 hours, just before 9 p.m., at the VMAX facility on Dryden Road. As mentioned last night, we responded to DMAX a few minutes before 9 o'clock on the reports of an active shooter at the facility. Our officers and personnel from the fire department responded, along with numerous agencies from across the county, to provide us with assistance and mutual aid. We were able to quickly identify and locate a shooting suspect outside the facility. That suspect, who has not been identified or is not being identified at this time because he's not been formally charged, apparently had suffered a gunshot wound to his head. It was a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Our officers were able to then identify two victims inside the facility, one male who was pronounced deceased at the scene, and a second male who suffered a gunshot wound that was not life-threatening. He was taken to the hospital for treatment. Our victim in this case has been identified by the Montgomery County Coroner's Office as 28-year-old Jeffrey James Allen III. He's of Dayton. The suspect in this case, Mr. Allen, have both been confirmed to be employees of VMAX Moraine. With the help of investigators from our police department and investigators from the Tactical Crime Suppression Unit, we've been able to confirm that both the suspect and Mr. Allen were apparently involved in a domestic-related feud over a female who was also an employee of the facility. During an altercation between the two males last night, the suspect produced a semi-automatic handgun, shot and killed Mr. Allen. As of this morning, the suspect is in critical but stable condition at a local hospital.
Okay, there you go, WLWT.com. There you go.
Yeah, that was over a woman in the plant.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, now I was looking. Did you see what Unifor came out with, Scott? How they laid out their priorities for negotiating with the Detroit Three?
Yes, pension increases. I saw pension increases.
Yeah,
wage increases.
And to ask, did you notice pension increases and wages? You know, they're going for the moon, and they'll get it because, you know, they know the importance of that.
Right.
And also, I've always said that's unfair. Like Couch, you know, they have a national health care that really helps the company a lot in money, people. So that's
How are we? That's almost like bargaining with a third world country. We're behind the, you know, it's first and 15 already. We haven't even touched the ball.
Well, I just like how they announce these things, and they said that they're going to fight for every one of them. So we'll see if we can mirror that here in the United States, right?
Well, they're talking about what I was talking to you about. They're really interested in getting back the concessions lost in the recent decades. And like they said, it might take timing out of contract, because if you time out of contract, from what I understand, you get 90% of our concessions that we gave will automatically be returned to us, except for the ones that were done in the bankruptcy. And now all of those that were under that time frame, Scott, I don't know. I would have to look it up. But there's a lot of shit you'd get back, people. But no, you can't even help us change the rank and file. You know what I mean? Why can't we get together and change the people at the top? We're all saying we're pissed off. But, like we said, it seems like you're awful happy. You keep putting them back. Same shit with Mr. Morgan.
Yeah, well, Danjen used to say, if you always do what you always did, you always get what you always got. So, you know, that's one way to look at it. But to announce with such boldness, and then what you're saying, if I heard you correct, and we've talked about this in the show before, and Adrian's talked about this, if we let the contracts end where they're at, before that date, and don't extend it, all those concessions cease or stop, correct?
That's correct.
So which contract do we go back to? What's the language we start at? Do we go back all the way to 79?
No. You're missing the point here. It's not you going back to the contract. It's all those things you come forward to this contract. And like I said, you're not going back to any contract. You're getting those concessions back. Okay.
Now,
like I said, the trade-off is you're going to have to be out on strike. I believe it is for 30 days, which will break your pension time. You know, you'll have a break in your retirement time, because those 30 days ain't going to count, baby, for some, you know. You're screwing
That's
the
correct.
Company. They get a little 30-day screw on you, but to me, you know, you get 13 PPH days and everything else we got back, people, that's better than the signing bonus. I'll let somebody else take it. Go ahead, Adrian, put your quarter on.
Yeah, you, all those concessions, you have to look at now what concessions were made in between 2019 and 2023. I don't know of any concessions really that was made. The ones that we're talking about, the COLA, the health care, the pensions, those things would have to be negotiated for. It's like it's brand new, because you let them, you know, you just let them go. So now you have to fight for these things again.
Oh, I was misunderstood. I thought we would, like, the way Danjen talked, we'd always get back our 13 PPH days if we'd ever let the national agreement time out.
I don't know about that one.
That's
a possibility.
For instance, he always threw in my face.
There is a big concession that was done. It was in the contract itself. The temporary language, they solidified tiers 3, 4, and 5, the short-term temporary, long-term temporary, and the permanent temporary. And they solidified how they move up. That's a huge concession, because we would have never, in 1985, we would have never discussed that. You know what I mean? Tiers, temporaries, working full-time, what? You know?
the sound of full-time permanent employees should never even be a taste in a true union representative's mouth. And I'm sorry, but this our leadership that you people keep putting back in, they want, in fact, they want more of you. Hang on. They're coming.
That's right. And then letting these facilities open, battery, EV, whatever they are, with no union involvement.
Yep.
I mean, how do you let that go? You're so busy trying to increase another sector into the UAW that you're not taking care of the original founders of the UAW. You're letting automotive kick rocks, so to speak. I'm just not understanding what's going on here. I mean, I have my own thoughts on that, but I think it's sad. It's really sad. And I will not support anyone that's constantly trying to delete, extinguish automotive. I will not support anybody in that. So it kind of makes sense that you have a certain group of people that wants to change the name of our union. Kind of makes a little sense there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, that's all I could tell you about my thoughts. I can't say anymore.
So I must have missed something. What? Who is trying to change the name of our union?
Oh, you didn't know about that?
No, ma'am.
Well, we have to talk offline for that.
Okay.
Because it really, it's very involved, and it's kind of simple, too, at the same time. But we, like I said, we've had to talk offline on that.
Okay, we can do that. Sometime this week, I'll have to give you a call, and you can tell me a story.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Tell me a story, Auntie Andrea.
Yes, I can do that one.
Watch out, Scotty. The story she tells me is, you got nothing to do about changing names, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, we really have to stay up on that. Now, I wanted to let everyone know that I haven't really been on Facebook a whole lot or social media, period, a whole lot in this past week. I've been taking a break. I don't know when my break is going to be up. I haven't been doing any research because I needed to clear my mind. There's a lot of things happening.
Right.
Around me, and I have other things that I have to attend to. And so, anyway, I go on Facebook, like I have it up right now, looking at stuff, but I'm really not all that interested in what I'm looking at. There is a lot of evil going on in our world right now. And it's just kind of hard to look at it and see all of this, you know, just like that shooting. That's senseless. Come on now. That wasn't the only woman in town. There's probably one out there that's better than she was, and you just did not go and seek and find. Whatever it was, it wasn't worth killing anyone.
No.
So, that's one of the reasons, too, that I'm staying off of social media, because I don't need that in my soul. Oh, nope. And I remember even having a conversation one time on this show when I said that, you know, we need to start praying a little bit more to our Creator or whatever. And I remember a person, I'm not going to call their name, and they said, God ain't got nothing to do with this. And I was like, whew, okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know what their ideas are about the things that's going on in this world. That tells me that people haven't did their due diligence, you know, in researching. Because you can't tell me that this stuff just happens just because.
Right. Well, that kind of goes to that thing I posted earlier this week, and I thought of you. The word of the day, shenanigator.
Yes.
A person who instigates shenanigans. There you go. Now we know what to call them.
I ran across that today and just laughed. I thought that was so funny. I said, oh, yeah. Yeah, we talk about shenanigans, don't we?
Yeah. That's the word. That's the
word.
Yes.
Hang on. We've got a lot of people in the switchboard. Push one if you'd like to join the conversation. We got about 28 minutes to go. And just push one. We'll get you on. Don't wait till 5 minutes to 8 o'clock. Because I'm not putting
I know that's
you
right.
Yeah, buddy. All right.
You
continue.
Miss out on a whole lot of fun. Hey.
You know. Let us know. I mean, there's other things that you may want to talk about. Don't feel shy. You don't have to give your name or nothing. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Press one.
So,
you can say what you want.
Wait, hold on. We got 313 calling in. Hang on. 313, you're on.
Good evening, Don, Adrian, Scott.
Hey.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was on and off listening in the background as I was taking care of my fatherly duties. But I don't know if anybody brought up the, I don't know how to pronounce it, Clarios battery plant in Holland, Ohio.
Oh, that sounds
right. Yeah.
No, nobody did. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's local, UAW Local 12. So April 27th, April 28th, 98% of the membership, which is roughly 525 employees at that plant, 98% voted down their contract. And then May 8th, at midnight, they went out on strike. May 16th, must have been a breakdown in talks, but May 16th, they get back into talks. All of a sudden, May 17th, May 17th, I think, Friday, they end up being, the membership is told by their local president that a tentative deal has been reached. All in less than 2 weeks. And so Monday, supposedly, they will be having a meeting at 10 a.m. at the local to roll out the highlights, have discussions, and then immediately vote on a tentative deal. I find that to be bullshit because if 98% voted down April 28th, and we're talking 3 weeks total later, all of a sudden there's a tentative agreement that you can sell the 525 employees that's going to be much greater, and you're going to spend the weekend saying that you got to put together packets for a meeting at 10 a.m. on Monday, which doesn't seem relevant to have a vote right after unless you're going to shove it down their throat. And in the meantime, there's another supplier that just went out on strike on May 17th, that is a supplier to Ford, amongst others, and they do aluminum components. And I'm sorry, actually, they went out on strike earlier than that. I got my companies mixed up. But anyway, so they went out on strike. It's Constellium. Actually, I had the article up. Now it's wanting me to pay for it. anyway, they've been on strike since around May 7th, May 8th. And something that I hope, and that's UAW Local 174. So we have two UAW locals that are represented under the UAW umbrella for suppliers. And you have one that magically has come up with a tentative agreement in less than 3 weeks from not having anything. And they're going to have it shoved down their throat with a weekend to put together packets, a meeting at 10 a.m. Monday, and then a ratification vote immediately following. And then you have this Constellium aluminum components plant. It's been on strike for about 13 days now, 13, 14 days. I'm just wondering what's going to happen this year that's different with our new leadership. Are we going to have another contract shoved down our throat, or are we going to actually put up a fight?
What now in Ohio, what region would that fall under? Is that region 5 now?
No, that's 1A. That's Lauren Dickerson, and I had the full article and I would have read it, but
in
after
Ohio,
going into it twice, it made me want to pay for it. And they actually, Constellium, that strike, those workers under apparently under Ohio law, they are able to file for unemployment.
Right, well,
that's
on strike.
Ohio was Region 2, Jesse, and 2B.
Well, the statement was a statement in the article, which I'm trying to see if I can retrieve it again without paying for it. It said Laura Dickerson. Yeah, it said Laura Dickerson for that.
Yeah, she's Region 1, wasn't she?
Yeah, she's Region 1A.
Yeah, 1A. Okay, I didn't know 1A went into Ohio. I'm sorry.
Well, that's Northern Ohio. That's by Cleveland, right? Where they're at.
I'm
by
not
Cleveland.
Quite sure. Yeah, I'm not
one
quite
of
sure.
It's Holland. Yeah, I think Holland is right outside of Cleveland.
Right. That'd be Clarios or Clarios, however you want to say it, Clarice. That's
right.
There. That's that place. Now, the other place, that's a little different, too, because they make components for a lot of people out of aluminum, right?
Yes. Ford being one of them, just like Clarios they make a variety of batteries for electric vehicles, hybrids, and internal combustion engines. The Holland plant supplies Ford, among other car companies. I actually retrieved the article.
Now, that plant is based in Canton, Michigan, and they do supply the truck plant. And what I've been told is they got about 3 weeks worth of inventory.
Yeah. Batteries. That's going to hurt
everybody. Batteries and body components for us, because we're all aluminum. So they're aluminum manufacturer.
Oh, that's right.
Regards to that, every truck we make is made out of aluminum, so it will affect the battery to part too.
Wow. That one might have a little teeth on it, huh?
Yeah, so I don't know if they supply St. Louis too, the Missouri truck plant, or not, but they definitely supply us.
Well, the reason I ask what region that is who who would that fall under from Solidarity House? Does that fall under one of the VPs, or does that fall under Mr. Fain? The reason I'm asking is somebody from the regional has seen this tentative agreement. Somebody has sent that down to Detroit, so Detroit can take a look at that. You don't negotiate a contract like that without letting region and Detroit know. You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't think so.
Well, yeah, it's a good way to get yourself in a little deep water real quick.
Yeah.
And have a lot of people upset with you at the same time. And I agree with Jesse, it's a ram through. That's what that is. That's a ram through. That's classical ram through. Oh, here's your tentative. We're going to talk about it. Vote on the way out. There you go.
Brian, you're on.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Adrian. Hey, Scott, Don, everybody, Jesse, Jimmy, whoever else is on the line. As you guys know, when the contracts are negotiated, everything's got to go in front of the president. So evidently, Sean Fain thought it was good enough, and so they're going to present it back to the membership.
That's
so, you know, we'll see if Sean Fain really had a strategic plan and if his trick going to Washington, D.C. to visit Biden and Bernie Sanders. We'll see if that does anything. But as far as I'm concerned, if they're already kicking back a tentative agreement back to these people, it's my belief that Sean Fain and his team don't really have a strategic plan in place. And they thought Washington, D.C. was going to fight our battles when it was Washington, D.C. that helped these companies put us in the place that we are in today.
Amen.
So I think it was kind of a waste of time to go to Washington, D.C. And that's just my perspective. The fight is between us and the companies. And the only way we're going to get at these companies is through their customer base. So he better come up with a better strategic plan than what he has, because I can tell you right now, if this tentative agreement that gets rolled out to the battery plant and they're not making more than what we're making, that tells you we're in trouble come September. Because you're dealing with chemicals. These people are breathing that stuff. They're building these batteries, and it's hazardous. So
Brian, I'm trying to get a copy of that battery agreement over here in Big Rapids. It was in the local paper that they've actually allowed that one there, where they're going to build two apartment complexes right on site, and they're bringing 600 of their own Chinese nationals over here. So them people ain't even going to get the jobs, it don't sound like.
Well, see, that's another issue. You know, we're doing joint ventures with these companies, these foreign companies, and I've always said it. The government is giving these American companies, these global companies, local, state, and federal tax abatements, basically corporate welfare off the backs of the taxpayers. They're making global profits, and they're playing each country's labor market against each other for the lowest bidder. That's why they've been shipping jobs out of the country, shutting down plants, moving them to China and Mexico. And now here they are. They're going to bring these folks from other countries over into this country at low wages. And what's the Solidarity House doing? Not a damn thing, because they don't have a real strategic plan. That's just my view.
Yeah. Hey, this is Jesse. I need to clear up. I did get numbers confused. I prefer to not use numbers unless I have the actual article in front of me, but cross-referencing two companies and articles. I have a short read. This is actually off UAW.org for the Constellium workers who supply Ford plants. Van Buren, Charter Township, Michigan. As of midnight on the morning of May 17th, 160 workers at Constellium Automotive are on strike after weeks of the company refusing to bargain in good faith. the plant supplies parts for the Ford F-150, F-150 Lightning, Explorer, and Super Duty at six UAW-represented Ford assembly plants. The workers, members of UAW Local 174 are seeking to address serious health and safety issues along with unfair discipline from management. And this is in quote from Region 1A Director Laura Dickerson. Our negotiating team has met with the company 9 times since April 18th, UAW Region 1A Director Laura Dickerson said. And on every single occasion, Constellium has made it very clear that they have zero interest in taking our members' proposals seriously. This is a prime example of employer arrogance forcing the hand of its workforce. The UAW has filed unfair labor practice charges against the company for bargaining in bad faith and expects to resume negotiations this week.
And see, that's my point. They're not taking it serious, meaning Sean Fain does not have a real strategic plan in place. There's only one way to go at these companies, and I'm not going to announce it here on the show, but I told Sean Fain in a Facebook Live, if he wanted my strategic plan, he could reach out to me. We'll meet up, and I'll give him my strategic plan. You don't have to pull me up. You don't have to do shit. All you got to do is listen to my strategic plan and then implement it. That's his choice. If he chooses not to, then maybe I was right the first time. Maybe this was about perception when it came down to the election. And, you know, being that Sean Fain was staff and, you know, Ray Curry was the international executive board, maybe they played us. Maybe they made it look like we had choice when we really didn't. Because we got 500,000 return to sender ballots that nobody got to view. And we don't know if they were really return to sender ballots or if they were actual ballots. Right.
You need to do a favor for this old fat cat. If he does call you, Sean, if you do call Brian, know this. Somebody's going with Brian so he can sit there. So if you do implement it, he gets some of the kudos for it. You hear me, bro? Because you ain't sounding like you know how to beat a tom-tom too good or walk with a heart on. Yeah, Sean, I'm talking about you. Sometimes a union man's got to do something hard.
You know what? I don't care if Sean gets kudos for my strategic plan. The fact is, I'm not trying to see the membership lose. We can't afford any more setbacks. We're already on borrowed time. We don't need Sean Fain and his team screwing this up. So, you know, if he wants to take kudos for what I came up with, that's on him. I don't care. It's about us winning. That's all that matters.
Go ahead, Adrian.
What I was going to say, what I'm seeing, it doesn't look like they want to put us in a winner's seat. And as I said earlier, my thoughts that I cannot really put out here on the air. But looking at, just viewing all of the things that's going on, they're not trying to do that much for, they're trying to eliminate us.
I agree.
And so if
no
you're
argument
trying
for me.
To eliminate, how much are you going to do? I just want them to be aware that we are watching. Now, whether this membership will really start standing up for themselves, that's a different story. Because I don't see that happening either.
And I think they don't see, and they see that too, I think, Adrian.
Yeah.
And they know that.
They know that. They can see that the membership itself is weak. The membership, all they want to do is complain. Stop complaining and do something. Get with others. Start talking to each other. Start understanding and reading the contract that you currently have.
I'm going to say laziness. Brian's brought it up, and it's very true. Laziness. You don't want to get involved. You don't want your name known.
It's a mixture of things. It's laziness. It's the lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
They're scared. You know, there's many reasons why people don't get involved. But like I said, you think you're scared now. Wait until you lose everything. Then you're really going to be scared. So what I would suggest to those people that if you don't have the knowledge and you're scared and all that, at least stand next to the people that do have the knowledge and help them fight. Help them organize. At least do that. But I agree with everything that
you're going to have to stop being afraid, because this is about your livelihood. It's about your livelihood, the person next to you, the person in front of you, the person in back of you. You got to stand up.
Your families.
Yes. You say you can. It's time. It's past time. We've got to do better.
I mean, truthfully, I don't know why you guys are scared. I mean, shit, Sean Fain looks like Bob King. What the hell are you afraid of? Just saying. I'll leave it at that. But the membership's got to do something. You finally have the power in your hands. We had direct voting. Maybe it didn't go the way everybody thought it was going to go. But my thing is, if Sean Fain produces some crap come September, then we're going to have to get him up on charges and get him removed. And then we're going to have to call a special convention. We're going to have to do something because we can't have them to you know, we can't have a repeat of Volvo and John Deere where they're just going to keep pushing the same company-friendly concessionary tentative agreement at us and forcing it down our throats. We can't allow that.
No.
And their job is to represent. I'm sorry?
There is not much left to concede.
Right. I mean, we have to do something. We can't just sit here and allow them to push these concessions on us. We're not keeping up with inflation. The interest rates are going up. Groceries, gas, everything's going up but our wages. And these companies are making global profits, getting corporate welfare off the backs of the taxpayers. There is no excuse for them not to give us more. Unless
you don't
you guys
even have to look at the global profits. Just look at the profits that they're making here.
Sure.
Right. Look at.
It's amazing how there's hundreds of recalls this year and during a contract year, hundreds of them. Like they saved them all and piled them up over the last 4 years just for now.
Okay, but even still, even if you look at the recalls, we don't control the we don't yeah we still got profits but we don't control quality.
Amen, brother. We don't get to pick the parts. We don't get the parts they make us put them together with, like the Takata airbag. Look at all that shit.
Correct.
Right. So between the engineers, if they design a part that's got flaws in it, then that falls on the engineers. If the part is designed perfectly, but it is built in another country, again, we don't control the quality of those parts. And the fact that the management keeps speeding up the lines and we're short, you know, we have a shortage of parts and not all the parts are making it to the line. And they're like, just send it down the line, just send it down the line, you know, and then they want to send all these cars out into an empty lot. And then they're going to hire an outside company to go out there and install these parts. Well, that, again, what's the union doing about that? Not a damn thing. What's the membership doing? Not a damn thing. You can't fix nothing if the membership is not willing to at least put a fight up. Nothing comes without a fight. We all got something to gain. We all got something to lose. You want to keep losing? Do nothing. You want to gain? then we all come together for what we share in common and force our leadership to do what we elected them to do. And that's negotiate tentative agreements in the interest of the membership, to support equality, to support every member, so we're all making the same wages and benefits for doing the same job. That's up to the membership now.
All right.
Yep. Yep. Got about 5 minutes left in tonight's show.
Yeah.
So I give everybody a heads up.
All right.
4 minutes.
We're not having a show next week, right? Or are we?
No. Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of people be heading north. But not me.
If you're heading north, stay off 23, stay off 10 up by Saginaw. It's all fuckered up.
It is. Yes, it is.
Pack some toilet paper for the ride, right, Jim?
Kennett Midland, there ain't no more Kennett Midland. It's a dirt racetrack, people.
Yeah. Hey, UAW, I don't know if it's all three, but I know GM division, sub-council conference this upcoming week, I think, in somewhere in Texas. I don't know. I heard Plano, Texas. Anyway, somewhere in Texas from what I understand. So they got GM, UAW sub-council conference this week there. And if you guys haven't been following, I'll repost the group, but community just southwest of Flint from the truck and bus plant, there is some pre-planning for a mega site, and the township of Flint Township and southwest of the plant, they're keeping tight-lipped about it from the community, and the community is getting uproar and pissed. A mega site. There's a lot of other like non-automotive businesses that are being planned to sprout up along Hill Road west of 2375 and change. And but this supposed mega site has started getting surveyed recently along the Linden Road, Hill Road, and south of there. I think there's farmland somewhere along that line. So I will post the group that is public that you can join. The first time I posted it had about 400 people within 24 hours added on. And anyway, community is in an uproar because township's being tight-lipped. They're micromanaging, trying to control the board meetings to steer away from that topic.
Wow. Yeah, please post that. We'll have to look at that again. That can be big.
In every generation, they stand.
Oh.
In every generation, they serve. In every generation, they sacrifice. For 2.5 centuries, on land, sea, and in the air, for an idea bigger than themselves. They are the Americans of every race and faith who swear a sacred oath of honor and live it to the last. And when that moment comes, they lay down their lives for the country they love, protecting their comrades, their families, and their nation. They are the bold angels now, examples to us all. On this day, let us honor their sacrifice and call upon ourselves to walk in their footsteps boldly, for they led to the America we must be. The Lincoln Project is responsible.
All right. And don't
for our memorial.
The day is about, please, while you're barbecuing,
right,
and have a
remember
safe,
the
safe week, and have a great Memorial Day weekend. Hope you have plans, and Don, I guess stay safe. Anybody else?
No. Just
no.
I think it was all well said. Just remember. Just remember what Memorial Day is really for. And then we'll see you the following week.
Don,
and then we'll discuss.
Hold on, Scotty.
But
Isla Baxter. Okay, I'm gonna give the address now. I don't have it written down what the school name is.
Go to Grace Christian School. It's 4619 Mackinac Road, Saginaw, Michigan. The zip code there is 48603. And on the memo for the continued Christian education for Isla Baxter, I did get it posted on We the Workers, so if you guys want to copy and paste it, move it over to yours, I would gladly appreciate that. And
okay.
I'm sorry for getting that information so damn late. Thank you.
That's okay. That's okay, Jimmy. We'll give it out a couple times come in the near future so everybody will get it. And for all you rabble-rousers out there, in name of Paul, have a great and safe week. Good night, everybody.
Amen.
Good night.